you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Two ways that foreign nationals have legally entered the U.S. for many years have been through visas, such as F1 visas for students or H1B visas for highly skilled workers, and through asylum. You know, those are people fleeing danger in their homelands. But like with other paths of legal immigration, the Trump administration has cracked down on those too. Now, to find out more, I called Bill Hing. He runs the Immigration and Deportation Defense Clinic at the University of San Francisco.
Before the pandemic, the Trump administration had made it very difficult for students from certain parts of the world, primarily, of course, Muslim countries. There was a lot of suspicion of Chinese foreign students in the United States before the pandemic because there were rumors that they were coming here to steal our technology. So even before the pandemic, the Trump administration was using its well-rehearsed argument of, we've got to look through the lens of national security for any type of visa.
Bill, how have other presidents talked about student visas in the past?
All presidents in the past, up until Trump, have viewed student visas as a huge bonus to the United States in at least two respects. The first is, to be blunt, they bring money with them. But in the past, the country, including every president, has also viewed student visas as an opportunity to share our democratic principles, to share our values. And it doesn't take much to realize that the United States has trained many, many foreign leaders through our university systems. It's true not just of Latin America, but leaders from Africa and Europe have their bachelor's degrees, their master's degrees, their doctorate degrees here in the United States. And student visas have been very, very much used as a way, to be frank, to get our message out there.
While I had Bill Hing on the line, I wanted to ask him about what the Trump administration did to the process for vetting asylum seekers. I knew the Obama administration had made changes to this part of the immigration system, but I didn't know what was different.
The Obama administration had a mixed message on asylum. On the one hand, when people made it into the country, fleeing violence, for example, the vast majority have been coming from Central America and parts of Mexico. The Obama administration did let them apply for asylum. And while not everybody got it, they at least got their day in court. The part about the Obama administration that I'm critical of is that the Obama administration did open some pretty large family detention centers. They've been expanded under Trump, but the Obama administration did open two very large facilities in Texas. And that was done, and the language of the Homeland Security directors back then was, well, we want to deter non-legitimate asylum seekers from coming here. And my disappointment with that is that they were very conclusory when they said many are non-legitimate asylum seekers. But again, once you got here, you did get a shot at applying for asylum. The big difference with Trump is even before the pandemic, he instituted programs at the border to essentially try to halt any legitimate asylum seeker from getting to the border. The caravans that we all read and heard about, those were not folks that were trying to come across illegally. Those were folks that presented themselves at the port of entry. And the Trump administration said, well, we can't handle so many. So you got to get in line, take a number. And in fact, even after you get to the front of the line and we screen you, you have to remain in Mexico. And beginning in March, the Trump administration said, well, we're not even going to let you come in now to apply for asylum. You all have to wait. So now there are tens of thousands of asylum seekers waiting in pretty bad conditions in shelters, in dangerous cities. The International Commission on Women's Refugees and Amnesty International, they documented over 10,000 deaths along the border in the last 4 years because of this wait policy. It's a staggering figure.
One more thing, Bill. I mean, what Trump changes to legal immigration paths can possibly outlive his time in the White House?
That's the good news and the bad news. Trump was not successful at getting Congress to pass any immigration laws. So everything that he did was by executive order, from attempting to terminate DACA to the Muslim ban to ordering that military Pentagon funding be used to construct the wall. All that was by executive fiat. And so that was the bad news. The good news is, because it's by executive fiat, that President-elect Biden can actually undo pretty much all of that. But the problem is, a lot of damage has been done. People have been deported. People have been kept out of the country, and lives have been affected. And obviously, you're not going to be able to take away the pain that people have felt.
Bill Hing is an immigration lawyer and the director of the Immigration and Deportation Defense Clinic at the University of San Francisco. Bill, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.